Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. When you wake up on November 9th, will you be waking up in a new America? Yes, you will. Not because God Emperor Trump is the savior of the white race. He is not. Not because electoral politics of any kind are the answer to our plight. They are not. But America will never be the same again after this amazing campaign of 2016. From Julian Assange taking down the Clinton crime family, to Donald Trump emboldening thousands, or is it millions, of American dissident voices that had been silent, with his implicit, though never explicit, permission to be white. To his frank assertions that American democracy is rigged and that the war hag deserves to be jailed. To U.S. Senate candidate and Trump supporter David Duke's expansion on those themes in saying that not only does Clinton deserve the electric chair, but that we have a media Jew problem that urgently needs to be solved, and then not backing down when publicly called on that statement. To Eric Trump's, Donald's son and married to a Jewess, outrageous and felonious call for Dr. Duke to be killed. It wasn't like this in 2008 or in 2012. Sure, then the boobs were sold Fetchit as the noble Christ-like man of hope. But that was just another Jewish PR operation, as phony as an account statement from Bernie Madoff. We didn't learn anything we didn't know already, except that our estimation of the average intelligence in this country went down a notch or three. The pathetic Mitt and the bloodthirsty, twisted McCain questioned no assumptions and offered only warmongering Zionism with a leering white face as a fake alternative. But this time it really is different. By that, I don't mean that Trump will save our people or serve our people or that he even wishes he could. No, I don't think Trump thinks in racial terms. And he is already surrounded by Jewish handlers who will make sure, to the best of their ability, that a President Trump will not deviate too far from the path of white death and dispossession they've set for us. Nor do I mean primarily that Trump's civic nationalist rhetoric and refreshing frankness are improvements on the usual Hebrew-scripted vomit, though they are. What I mean when I say things are different now, and that we're waking up in a new America, is this. The vast majority of Americans now distrust the controlled, that is, the Jewish media. Gallup has reported the highest level of distrust they have ever seen since they began polling a half century ago, with only 32% of Americans believing the talking heads anymore. And this poll was taken in September, well before the most damning incidents of favoritism and raw dishonesty that this election year has spawned. Millions of Americans are now willing to listen to our explanation, the only rational, reasonable, and true explanation of why the media are biased. That document, by the way, that we produced is now being updated. Millions of thinking Americans have reevaluated their views of the system that rules us. Now that they have seen the massive data dumps of the private communications of the managers of the Jews' estate in North America. from George Soros to the DNC to the war hag to John Podesta and to the 650,000 Hillary Clinton emails just now found on the laptop, which for some odd reason was in the possession of Jewish sex pervert and politician Anthony Weiner. Emails that even the FBI hadn't seen before. Now that Americans have seen the hidden camera footage of supposedly liberal Democratic political operatives openly selling lawmaking for money and nakedly conspiring to rig the vote and fake the vote and incite violence and send innocent people to the hospital or to jail. And these millions of thinking Americans aren't just alienated people on the right who have decided wrongly that all government is evil. No, they include huge numbers of people who know, as we do, that we need a state, we need a government, but that this government is evil. That this government has been captured by our worst enemies. That this government is illegal and illegitimate. And that this government must be replaced. Related to the previous point is the fact that, emboldened by Donald Trump's frightening, to our enemies, honesty, millions of Americans now stand ready to doubt the legitimacy of the election should the war hag be installed in the White House. They know that Donald Trump has already won. They can see the rallies with 30,000 people compared to rallies with 300 people. Even though the dinosaur media owned by the Jews have tried their best to hide that disparity. They can see the yard signs and bumper stickers. They can talk with their friends and neighbors in real life and on social media that haven't yet been totally flooded by Jewish-controlled AI bots and shills. If they wake up on November 9th, with the grotesque lesbian witch's lockjaw-like smile staring out at them from their morning papers, these millions of people will never believe in the media again and will never accept as legitimate the rule of the regime in Washington again. This is exactly what we need. We need millions of Americans, many already in uniform, who will refuse to fight in wars instigated by the war hag or her successors, who will see all the edicts of the DC regime as illegal, who will refuse to participate in that regime's endless programs to transfer wealth away from working white people to the brown underclass or the Jewish overclass, who will finally see service to the regime as disservice to the people, who will no longer associate patriotism with Washington, but with opposition to Washington, who will use whatever position of influence and decision-making they might have to throw open the gates for us white revolutionaries in every way possible, to reward us in every way possible, and to throw sand in the gears of our enemies' machinery of oppression and disinformation in every way possible, and to expose those enemies' crimes, to indict and prosecute and convict and deport and remove them from even an ounce of power in our country, and to make it hotter for them than for a termite under a magnifying glass in the blazing sun of Gaza. And if our enemies decide that it's too risky to go that route, if they don't dare install the war hag because it might wake up too many white men with guns, then it's still a new America in the morning. Then it will fall to us to move the Overton window of acceptable debate ever farther in the direction of a whites-only state than it has already been moved. It'll be our job to make sure that the new administration knows we expect revolutionary action in spades, starting right now, and that they know that we're watching them, and we expect the spirit and the letter of every single promise to be kept, that we will not forgive and not forget any betrayal, and that we are wise, oh so wise, to how the Jews will try to play the same old game, and we will not tolerate it. And that if the ship of state is steered into war with Russia, or another Middle Eastern war for Jewry, and that if the ongoing replacement migration is not stopped, and that if the Wall Street Jews are not punished for their crimes and jailed and hounded out of the country, minus their ill-gotten wealth, we will roll over Trump and his new handlers like Trump rolled over Jeb. We will let them know. We will let them all know that this is not a Trump train. It is a train leading to the complete liberation and self-determination of the historic American nation. And that nation is the vanguard of the white race, the survival of which is not only not negotiable, but it is the very essence and purpose of the state, as our founding fathers well knew. Let's make it politically impossible for Trump to do other than the most radical possible interpretation of his mandate. Whichever candidate is declared the winner on Wednesday morning, war hag or Trumpster, millions of white Americans are now halfway to radicalization and are more ready than they have ever been for the uncompromising message of the National Alliance. It's our responsibility, it is your responsibility, to make sure each and every one of them hears that message in the weeks to come. We are totally dependent on your support. We can only do what needs to be done if you will help us. Doing what we need to do will not be easy. There will be sacrifices. There will be unpleasantness. But as our founder, William Pierce, said, we must do whatever is necessary to secure the future of our people. Whatever is necessary, he taught us, is also good. So let us, with hearts alive with joy, do those necessary things. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. Write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA, to learn how you can make your life count. Or visit natall.com. That's NATALL.com. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.